You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. This is your reminder to please watch out for motorcycles as you drive. Remember, they're smaller than you, so they can slip into blind spots easier without you noticing them. And remember, they can often accelerate faster than you, and they have a shorter stopping distance as well. So please give them extra following distance and pay attention. Remember, when you're driving, put that cell phone down. There are others around you that would like to make it home. And that does include all the bikers. Remember, just a bit of extra attention could potentially prevent a tragedy. June 21st, over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., it's the Phillips Czech Slovak Festival, followed by polka music and dancing over at the Rock Garden Tavern from 7 to 10 p.m. This is free admission, just bring your lawn chair, and will feature such things as a kolache baking contest, a winemaking contest, and the Miss Czech Slovak Wisconsin State Pageant. And don't forget, on Friday, June 20th, to catch the memorial service from 7 to 8 p.m. over at the First Baptist Church. Once again, this is taking place June 21st over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Our very own lakes can have very high levels of bacteria, E. coli, and algae blooms that you do not want to swim in. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains where it comes from and how it can make you sick.
The Mayo Clinic says it's a bacteria that usually lives in animals' intestines. And this nasty bug gets into our water after recent rain drains urban sewer water and rural agricultural runoff into our lakes and streams. It's a major problem in Wisconsin, as fertilizer seeps into our water system from farm fields, alongside tons of manure getting washed into our recreational waters, causing major algae blooms to spark. It's called cyanobacteria, or what we call blue-green algae in our freshwater systems. It's the outbreak of smelly and slimy microorganisms that can kill fish and block sunlight from deeper water organisms. And for us humans, it causes nausea, vomiting, and may progress to more serious, long-term health issues like liver failure or cancer. And it can happen for people swimming in it, eating fish from it, or drinking the infected water. So the DNR and other agencies have to monitor hundreds of lakes and beaches for unhealthy levels. And there's actually an interactive map on their website that you can check out ahead of time. Or if you're already there, signs should be posted at those beaches. Higher temperatures and increased sunlight in summer months encourage and increase these algae blooms, and so does standing water. Remember, if the water looks or smells bad, stay out of it and keep kids and pets and livestock away. And follow advice from officials if the harmful algae is in your water. Fountains have been used to fight this in local ponds, and people in the community are using rain barrels to help reduce runoff. Also, using phosphorus-free fertilizers will help. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
With the onset of summer, it's very important to remember heat stroke prevention. Remember to always prioritize staying cool and hydrated, especially during periods of extreme heat, which includes limiting outdoor activities during the hottest parts of the day, if at all possible, wearing light-colored, loose-fitting clothing, and staying in air-conditioned places as much as you can. Remember to also drink plenty of fluids, most importantly water, but don't forget to keep up those electrolytes as well. And remember to keep an eye on the people around you as well. Heat stroke can set on very quickly and often strike before you know it. Remember, just a bit of extra vigilance could help prevent a hospital trip. Wednesday, June 18th at 6 p.m., there's Nerf Wars over at the Price Ice Recreation Arena. This is $5 per person, and all you need is a Nerf gun and eye protection. This is open to all ages, and once again is taking place Wednesday, June 18th at 6 p.m., over at Price Ice Recreation Arena, that's 301 North 3rd Avenue, right here in Park Falls. One of the big stories during the Wisconsin Supreme Court race this year was Elon Musk giving out cash to voters. Now some voters are suing, saying Musk bribed voters. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
Musk gave $100 to registered voters who signed a petition, and they also had a chance to win $1 million. Initially, Musk framed it as basically a thank you for voting, but he deleted a post where he said that, then later said people were eligible for signing that petition against activist judges. Eventually, Musk handed over $2 million checks to two Wisconsin voters. Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit asking judges to stop Musk's plan just before it happened, but the state Supreme Court declined to hear the case. Now, the election watchdog nonprofit Wisconsin Democracy Campaign has filed a lawsuit accusing Musk of bribing voters. The group is asking the courts to declare that Musk and the PAC he's affiliated with broke the law, have them pay damages, and bar anyone from doing this in the future in Wisconsin. The suit also claims Musk was running an illegal lottery. State law bans anyone from giving someone more than a dollar to incentivize them to vote or to vote for a specific person. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series at home against the Cardinals tonight. The crew losing to the Braves yesterday, 6-2. Rookie pitcher Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced, you know, being in that spot. So maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through 5.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up. Yesterday, Jordan Love hit former Chiefs and Jets wide receiver Mecole Hardman on a 70-yard touchdown pass. NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy, and you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, you know, is that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Networks sure know how to milk a goodbye. Former Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak retired in 2023 after much pomp and circumstance. Now there is an equal amount of ceremony as he steps down from Celebrity Wheel of Fortune after 5 seasons. Sajak is fine, but his retirement has reached epic ridiculousness with some fans shedding tears. Sajak is affable enough, but he didn't split the atom. It's a game show. And maybe the easiest one ever. The entertainment world has already lost one musical genius this week in Sly Stone, and now another has passed away. Brian Wilson has died at the age of 82. Wilson co-founded the Beach Boys with his brothers Carl and Dennis and cousin Mike Love in Hawthorne, California. The band created such hits as Good Vibrations, When I Grow Up to Be a Man, and God Only Knows. It's supposed to cool off and rain this weekend, so we should probably all fire up Pet Sounds to celebrate summer and sunshine. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. Summer blockbuster season rolls on this weekend with some great options if you are headed to the theater. The highly anticipated live-action version of How to Train Your Dragon opens this weekend and has a very solid 82% on Rotten Tomatoes when it comes to critics. This is the fourth installment of the franchise, but the previous films have all been animated. Materialists is the latest material from Studio A24. The rom-com stars Pedro Pascal as a New York City matchmaker caught in a love triangle. The film is drawing an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. Science fiction drama The Life of Chuck opens wide this weekend. The film is reviewing well and based on a short story by Stephen King. And if you're in the mood for a Western, check out The Unholy Trinity. The film stars Samuel Jackson and Pierce Brosnan, but has not been reviewed yet. My assumption would be lots of good gunfights, decent acting, cheesy dialogue, and a pretty bad story, as it has not been made available to critics yet. Let's go to the movies. Many birthdays in one's life are milestones. There is turning 10, which is double digits. 21, you can get into bars legally. And 35, you can be president. For actress Elizabeth Hurley, turning 60 means she gets to post a pic on social media appearing in her literal birthday suit. That's right, naked at 60 and on social media are words that are typically abhorrent at best, but not for 0.00001% of the population, and that is Elizabeth Hurley and probably three other people. Hurley has starred in such films as Charlie's Angels, Austin Powers, and of course, Christmas in the Caribbean. being. This birthday story gets a little weirder when her son commented on the photo saying, "Happy birthday, Mama." So sweet. Again, probably 0.0001% of kids that wouldn't be mortified at a naked picture of a 60-year-old parent on Instagram. And to make things even weirder, and before you think you might have a shot, fellas, she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus, who calls her the love of his life. Who else has an achy breaky heart right now? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers by later this afternoon. Our high today, 75. Some rain and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. And the rain could be heavy with a half inch to an inch or more likely by late tomorrow. Cooler tonight, 47. Our high tomorrow, 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.